Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. Let's give him a shout of praise. I mean, you know what? I bet all heaven praised at that report. God loves it. He loves to show off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow, I can see the whites of your eyes tonight. Usually I'm like, who's here? Good to have you tonight. Amen. If you're here for the first time, we just welcome you. Amen. That's just welcome first-timers when they come in. Sometimes they come, you know, it's hard going to a new church. We had so many visitors this morning, and I talked to some of them, and you know, they're just searching for God. God is moving. He's moving in New England, and he's drawing people. And I'm believing not just our church, but I'm believing every church will be filled. Amen. New souls and fresh fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, that's fire when people get saved. Did he talk about that tonight or this morning? You know, when people get radical, I mean, Pastor talked about somebody just witnessing to a pole. You just want to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let's just pray over the word. We're going to share the word for a few minutes. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your precious holy word. And Father, you said in your word that signs and wonders would follow the word. And that's what we believe, and we receive that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I was thinking about, you know, I was going to continue, and I am going to continue talking about the power of your words. We're going to back up a little bit tonight, okay? Because I was just thinking about 2023. Every time, you know, it doesn't have to be January to January. It could be February to February to March to March. But we use the beginning of the year a lot of times to make a change in our life, don't we? You know, to get stirred up, to get inspired. You know, we kick off a fast. We want to see great things. But, you know, how many times do we go from year to year and things never change? You know? If you want things to change, you got to do something to make them change. And so I was reading this scripture, and it's in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5, 15, and 16. It says, so be careful. You can put the New Living Translation first, okay? It says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. He's saying here, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. And then he goes on, he says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. In the King James Version, it says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. God's talking to us about being wise, amen? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. I mean, that was the Apostle Paul writing that back then. What do the days look like today? Do they not look evil? But now notice in the New Living Translation, you can put that one back up there, what it says. It says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. There's a word of encouragement there. I want to see if you can catch it. The word of encouragement is no matter how evil the days, no matter how evil the days are, there are always going to be opportunities. You know, some people look at the world today and they say there's no hope and everything is the end and there's no sense of trying and I'm just going to live my life until it's time for me to die. But that's not what God is saying here. He says redeem the time. He says make the most of every opportunity in these times, in these days that are evil. No matter how bad it gets for the world, there's always an opportunity for you. We're living under the blessing. Amen? We're living under the blessing where the blessings are poured out upon us. We're not trying to get the blessing. If we're saved and Jesus is our Lord, we have the blessing. Amen? So in Ephesians here where it's talking about, it's saying, it speaks of redeeming the time or taking advantage of every opportunity in these evil days, no matter the circumstances around us. God is literally saying here, honestly, I believe when I was reading this, we have no excuse not to maximize our life no matter what is happening. And sometimes we put our lives on pause because of what is happening around us, because of the circumstances that are happening. But there's things that we can do to go forward. There's things that we can do spiritually to go forward. We have the favor of God on our life. We have the right to have opportunity and blessing no matter what the economy is doing, no matter what the White House is doing. Amen? No matter what the politicians are talking about, no matter what the storm, if your house is built on the rock, not on the sand, amen? So no matter what is going on around me, I've got favor. We've got the favor of God on our lives, but we have to have our house built on the rock. And a lot of people aren't doing anything with the rock. They're not doing anything with the Word of God. They just kind of like they hear it, they come to church, they go home, I love God's word, it's good. But what do you do? If you can't do anything in the natural, you can definitely do something in the spirit. You can definitely put God's word to work in your life. You can definitely see changes. People, there are so many people that are on suicide watch, or they're depressed, or there's no hope, or how could I buy a home in these days? How could I have a car? How could I get married? How can I live, you know, just people just have lost hope. But I'm telling you, our hope is in the Word of God. And we need to make the most of every opportunity. God has opportunities for us. Dreams are still alive. And we can see those dreams come to pass when we put the Word of God, you know, to work. He says, I will give you what you ask for. The Word of God has not changed. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray. He talks about if you ask anything in the name of Jesus. I mean, God is wanting us to ask. He's just not wanting us to sit by the wayside and do nothing. He's wanting us to take advantage of opportunities. And he said here that there's opportunities. Amen? So many people complain, nothing ever changes in my life. And it won't, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. I hope that made sense. When I was typing it, it just came out that way. You got to change some things for things to change. You've got to change some things. You've got to wake up and stand up. Amen? It takes application, not to be hearers only, but to be doers. So let's get in tonight. We're going to just give you a couple of things. And, you know, sometimes we say number one, number two, number three, but there could be 100. But it's just the form of how I say it. Amen? But we're going to talk about three important things that will change things. Let's get into how we're going to do it, how we can change things that need to be changed, how we can make the most of every opportunity. You know, honestly, you might think, you know, my dream of ever owning a home is like 20 years away. It doesn't have to be. It's whatever you believe. Hallelujah. So we're gonna talk about faith. We're just gonna hit a few things of these three things and why they're so important. Amen. I'm always talking about the importance of faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so I'm going to, you know, last week we talked about the confession of our mouth, and I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes as well, but I just want to back up to faith for a few minutes. We're going to talk about our faith, our words, and our practices. And if you can get your faith going and your words aligned right and start doing the right thing, you can see change in your life. Amen? You can see things happen. Whether you want to be used mightily by God, whether you have a dream to own a business, I mean, we have to take advantage of every opportunity. Say amen. Amen. Your faith, your words, and your practices. These three things line. When these things line up, and let me tell you, a lot of people hear these three things at self-help conferences. You see all kinds of things all over the internet, and you know, they pay thousands of dollars for it, you know, to hear. They pay thousands of dollars to hear biblical principles. And you have it in your Bible. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Hebrews 11:6. Praise God. That's an exciting testimony. Amen. You know, he put his faith to work. He went to the doctors. He did what he needed to do. Amen. Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Everybody says, how do I please God? I need to please him by living right. I need to please him by doing this. But honestly, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without putting faith to work in your life, faith is what pleases God. Amen? It's impossible. For he that cometh to God, this is what faith is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How many of you know that God's a rewarder? He's not holding back. He's not seeing how good you can hold up under poverty or under the worst sickness of your life. No, God is a good God. Amen? And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith works. When you come to God, believing he is God and he's a rewarder, he's not just existing. He's not just hanging on. He's looking to reward. He's looking to bless you. He's looking to see the blessing that has been provided through Jesus Christ, amen, manifest in our lives. And so without faith, it's impossible to please God. In Hebrews 10:38, it says this, now the just shall live by faith. Are you the just? But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So God's pleasure is in our faith walk. We must have faith. Our salvation, everything is predicated on faith. Most people have not seen heaven, but they believe there's a heaven. Most people haven't seen Jesus on the cross or seen him go to the cross. They just heard this, but faith has received him as the one that forgave us of our sins, that made us a way to be reconciled back with God. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We believe. Galatians 3:11 says this, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. No man is justified by the law. What does that mean? It's by works. We're not justified by works. It is evident for the just shall live by faith. It's as simple as that. You know, a lot of times people are, you know, they feel like they have to be perfect before God will answer a little prayer. And that's not true. Faith causes God to move. Because there's no way that we're going to be perfect. We're already perfect in Jesus. We're already been cleansed from every sin. We cannot do it according to our works. It's not according to our works, but it's according to our faith. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. What this means is that we live by what we believe will happen and not by what we're seeing. When they say the economy is crashing, you have to say, not mine. When they say the politicians are falling apart, you have to say, well, let's just get new ones. You can't pay attention and the majority of people are paying attention. They're paying close attention. I was going to show this funny picture tonight, but I decided not to do it. But you know, it was a big balloon in the sky. And it was tied on to Chinese food, and it was going to deliver Chinese food to my... Anyhow, it was a funny picture. I said, it was kind of a, you know, everybody's joking. But you know what? People are glued to the news. They're glued to what the world is saying. They're living in fear. And you know what? You can get so caught up in that you become frozen in time and you're not accomplishing anything. We can sit idle by the side and, you know, it's the end of the world, or there's so many obstacles, there's so many things that come our way and will just keep you from being still, keep you from going from that promotion, keep you from going to that new business, keep you from getting married, keep you from, you know, just whatever. And God is wanting us to, you know, take... make the most of every opportunity. He's wanting us to run with vision and fulfill the desires that are in our heart. Let's not sit idly by. Amen? Hallelujah. So number one is your faith, okay? It's important. Faith pleases God. And, you know, study on faith. Read books on faith. Just go through the scriptures. Just read Mark 11 and Hebrews 11 there is going to take a time in your life where you're going to have to step out on faith and just knowing that God will move. Listen, it can get scary. Pastor Ed and I, we talk where, we're looking for land. You know that we're looking for buildings. And, you know, everything you look at is it might as well be $1 trillion, whatever, you know. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit, look like you got all the money you need. We can't just sit back and wait. In order for faith to work, you got to start taking steps out. Amen? Peter stepped out. Everybody picks on Peter, but at least he stepped out on the water. And even though he fell, even though he slipped a little, God showed up when he said, "Help me, Jesus." Right? And he had that testimony all of his life. I can see him sitting around with the guys. "Man, I can't believe I walked on water. Can you believe I walked on water? Can you believe I," He had something to talk about. Amen? Hallelujah. So number one is faith. And then we talked about this last week. I want to talk about our words again, because our words are carriers. And they're carrying our future with them. Proverbs 18:20-21. It says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." What is your tongue growing? What kind of fruit? What kind of seeds are in there? You know, what are you saying every morning when you get up? You cannot talk defeat and expect to have victory. You just cannot. "Oh, I'll always be sick. Oh, I'll never have enough." Or, you set the spiritual law in motion over your home, over your business, over your family, by the words of your mouth. You set those things. Amen? If you want to know what you, I said this last week, if you want to know what you'll be like in 5 years from now, just listen to what you're saying about yourself. Declarations, speaking the word of God, can bless your future one day at a time. Amen? A lot of times people say, "Well, I'm not going to have any kids. I'm not going to get married. The end of the world is here." You might be saying that 50 years from now. And you could have done something. You could have made the most of the opportunity that was before you. Jesus talked about, he said, "We will be accountable for every idle word." You know what that tells me? Our words mean something. Our words mean something. We want to see, we want to see a strong marriage. We want to see our husbands straighten up. Well, we can't be talking down to them if we want to see them straighten up. Amen. We make, Pastor Ed and I, we speak the word all the time. If I have a thought that is contrary to the word of God, I've practiced this for so long, I'm telling you, and you know the battle that's in your mind. I get thoughts all the time that's contrary to the word of God. I make a decision that I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to speak what God says. I'm going to speak. Your children are driving home from California or somewhere, and you don't hear from them. And the devil will put my thoughts into your minds. "Oh, maybe they're getting an accident. Oh, maybe they this." Or, especially today, all they have to do is send a text. but choose to believe God's word. Choose to say no weapon. You know, thoughts of sickness and disease come. Thoughts of all kinds of things. Choose to say no weapon formed against my family shall prosper. Choose to say no accident will come near us. Choose to say, you know, my God will supply all of my needs. When you have fear that is trying to grip you and tell you you'll not have enough, or you'll never be a millionaire, or you'll never be blessed. You know, people say, well, you know, why do I have to be a millionaire? Why do I have to be, you know, why can't I just making the most of every opportunity? What can we do for the kingdom when we're blessed? People will say, you know, I'm going to confess I'm going to be a millionaire, but then they won't do anything to get there. Come on now. That's my next step. I can't get ahead of myself, okay? If you wake up every day and you say, you know, I'm always going to be sick, well, that's the result you're going to get. I'm always tired. Whatever you say is going to be the result that comes your way. So when you wake up every day and say, I'm never going to get out of this, I'm never going to be happy again. I'm always going to be depressed. I'm never going to have a good marriage. What is a good marriage? You know what? You need to believe you receive a good marriage. And that marriage will unfold when you begin to speak to it. Amen? If you speak every single day of your life in a negative way, you're going to see the results in your life. And so many people, every word that comes out of their mouth, and then there's the two-sided mouth. We get up, you know, people, they get up in the morning, they say their confessions, but then the minute something happens during the day, you can't believe what you see. Faith, listen to me, faith will say what God says. Faith, that's how to tell if you're walking in faith. When you just got a big bill that you don't know how you're going to pay it. You don't know how you're going to pay the rent. You don't know how you're going to pay the mortgage. You don't know how you're going to get your car fixed. But faith says, my God will supply all of my needs. Faith says, I'm a tither and God will rebuke the devourer. Faith says, the windows of heaven are open over my home and blessings are being poured out upon us. Faith speaks. When the doctor gives you a report that is not good, faith says, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pains. Faith says it. So you're going to get reports, but what are you going to say? Some people say, I don't believe all that faith stuff. Okay. We'll see where you are at the end of 2023. Or 2024. God's word is true. Where are you? You know, you young people, you should be speaking into your future. You should have confessions that you're writing out every day. I'm out of debt. My needs are met. I have plenty more to put in store. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm winning souls into the kingdom of God. I'm whatever it is, you know, just put it into a confession. I'm doing the work of God, you know. Just what is it that you desire? How many of you have a positive Bible confession that you speak every day? You know, I'm not going to say it's easy. You got to build some, you know, stamina up. But it's important. You know, there's power in consistency. It's important to be consistent in what you say. Some of you say, Pastor, well, I've never had to say no weapon formed against me, and nothing's ever bad happened to me. Well, that's great. And that might be happening in a long life. But why take a chance? Why not take those angels with you? Sometimes we'll be driving along, pastor will be driving along the road, and I'll just say, man, you just really squished that angel. Because those angels, I believe they're with us, amen? Your words have power, and when you speak negative, all you're doing, this is what you're doing, when you're speaking negative, you're putting yourself in a compromising situation to hinder you from ever experiencing the fullness of God. You're just opening the door for the enemy. You have to get your words up. We don't speak defeat. Don't go around saying your back is killing you. How do you know that your back can stop killing you until you start turning around your words and start seeing the manifestation of it. We listen to healing scriptures every night. And then you gotta, you know, you gotta do some things too. We're gonna talk about practices here in just a minute. But this is something that a lot of people say. I want you to catch this. You'll be talking to them, or they'll say something. They'll say something that's totally not of faith, it's totally negative, or this, and you'll say, "Why would you ever say that?" And this is how they respond. Maybe somebody that you know does this. "I'm just saying." "I'm just saying. I didn't really mean it. I'm just saying." But death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you're going to eat the fruit of it. Jesus talks about it. Matthew, Mark, he talks. You have got to really start putting a guard. Even David said, "God, put a guard over my lips, over what we say." You know, the Bible, there's one scripture that says our tongue is the pen of a ready writer. We have to be careful what we say. Amen? You have to say things and mean the things that you say. So when we open our mouth and we say we're healed, it isn't that. In fact, when we open our mouth and we start saying we're healed, for instance, just for example, it doesn't mean a lot of times that you don't have the pain. You say, "Oh, well, Pastor Judy, you just deny. We're in denial." No. It's just that we refuse to come into agreement with the pain. Amen? We're choosing our words. We're using a word. We're making the most of every opportunity. So instead of coming into agreement with the pain, I'm coming into agreement with, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. You say, "Well, Pastor Judy, do you go to the doctors?" If I have to go to the doctors, I go to the doctors. We need to take care of our bodies. If your doctor tells you to stop eating something, stop eating it. You know, if he tells you to, you know, if you need help in a certain area, just listen to your doctor, okay? It's not bad to do that. But you have the word of God that will supersede any incurable disease, anything in your body. Listen, I went through a time where it was a lot of inflammation things, and I was always in pain. I was speaking the word. We listen to the word all night long. But I get out of bed in pain. I get up in pain. I just went and visited my son for a week. My younger sister came with me, and we for a whole week didn't know. It was nonstop, and I felt like $1 million. And in one day, we walked 13 miles. 13 miles in one day. They took us to Disney downtown and all these places. And I looked at my watch and I said, "We walked 13 miles today." If you would have said, I would have been like, if you would have told me in the morning that we were going to walk 13 miles, I would have been like, "Don't you have a golf cart or something?" You know? So you know what? You can't have it coming out of both sides of your mouth. Either you believe it or not. Either you believe that your job is out there and it's waiting for you and you're calling it to you, or you're just going to continue to say, "There's nothing out there. I don't have a job. I can't find one that pays enough. I can't." If you're getting exactly what you say, you know, "I can't find an apartment. I can't afford this." If you keep saying those words, "I can't afford your," because it's a spiritual law. God's not playing games. He said, "You're going to have what you say. But if you say my word, you're going to see my blessing. You're going to see my favor. You're going to see my anointing on it. You're going to see God move on the situation." Amen? So it starts with faith, and then it goes to the words that you're speaking. So in 2023, let's just say it's the end of the year, okay? What have you been speaking all year long? How important it is, how important do you think it is in what you say? You know, go through the book of Proverbs alone. Go through the New Testament. Jesus talked about it. How important. I'm telling you, if you'll change your confession, you'll see some big things change by 2023. whether it's over your physical body, your finances, whatever situation that you're in. Amen? Amen. And then the third thing is practices. And I have 1 minute and 36 seconds, but I'm going to take my time. James 2, 21 through 24. Okay? Don't you remember, I'm going to read this in a New Living Translation. Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions, say actions, when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together. This is scripture. His faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened, just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. Faith pleases God. Faith causes, it gets God's attention. I'll tell you what, can you imagine Daniel in the lion's den? That man was full of faith. He trusted in God. When they told him, you can't pray three times a day, he said, just watch me, and just watch my God protect me. Amen. Here it says, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called a friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do and not by faith alone. Abraham's faith was there, but until he had the action, the faith was incomplete. But the faith and the actions go together. There's times where you have to step out on the water. We've done that quite a few times with ministry time, and even in our home, and everything. Honestly, the majority of everything that we've done has been by faith. We had to learn it and we had to walk in it. Amen. And it does work but you may feel the fire. You might feel, when we were moving over to Norwell, we were feeling the fire. When we were buying that building in Abington, I'll never be able to explain to any of you what I felt like that day when they said, do you have the money? But when you're in faith, God will show you what to say without lying. Because we didn't have the money. Closing was in 6 days. We needed another $10,000. I didn't know where it was coming from. We had the most poverty congregation. We had a few people. We had one tither. You know? We were bleeding them. we just new pastors. And I remember that real estate guy said, they're getting nervous over here. I know your faith and everything, but, do you got the money? And it was the Holy Spirit, he said, tell him the money will be there. And when I said that, man, I'm telling you, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I thought, oh, my gosh. Our daughter, when she was supposed to, she was going to, supposed to have surgery on her hip. And I've had a doctor one time accuse us that we didn't want to do anything for our daughter. We wanted to break her hips and do all the surgery and stuff, but found out from other doctors that wasn't the way to go. But I had to stand up in the middle of a room and say, I'm not doing this. And I was treated pretty bad, and everybody in the room they couldn't believe how the doctor treated me, but other doctors told me I made the right decision. And then my daughter said, we're not having that surgery. And then we go in and they do x-rays. And it was 3 months later, and she kept believing God, and we were believing God. And a doctor comes out. He's got a little beanie on his head. He's a Jewish doctor. And the surgeon from New England Medical was there. And the doctor cried. And he put these x-rays up, and he said, I never use the word miracle, but I don't even know. He said, this is the old socket with nothing in it. This is a brand new socket, and her leg is fully covered. We were all crying in the room. It was such a supernatural miracle of God. But we had to do so. We didn't just sit around and go, well, I just hope she's going to be okay, or I hope this, or I hope that. But the whole time in your head, I didn't say it, but in my head I'm thinking, if she has to have surgery, how am I going to, because this girl is so full of faith, how am I going to convince her to, what if they come in? And in my head. But out of my mouth was saying, thank you, Lord, for healing my daughter. Thank you. Reading the scriptures. Thank you that she's healed by the stripes of Jesus. You said if two or more shall agree is touching any one thing, it shall be done of my Father, which is in. And we would not allow ourselves to talk about it. Pastor Ed and I would not allow ourselves to talk to each other about what would happen if she really, if she had to have the surgery, because basically it was a pre-surgery x-ray. And we're looking for the complete healing. Amen? Because it's already done. And so I'm just saying, you have to put faith to work. And you can't always listen to what you've been hearing all of your life out of the world. You need to speak what God's word says. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, faith, what you're saying out of your mouth, and practices. You might say, I'm believing God for a new house. Awesome. What are you doing? What's your corresponding action? Are you out there calling real estates? I can remember when we were looking for a house, and we were told you're not gonna get a house. You're everything was bad. This is years ago, and I just told Pastor Ed, I said, you need to call a place. We called Century 21 or whatever. He called. I said, we're gonna believe God. He came out and we were able to buy a house. You just don't know until you start taking a step. Don't listen to what everybody's telling you. You know what people are telling us about land? Oh, it's millions. Oh, there's no land. Oh, there's nothing anywhere. Oh, there's absolutely no buildings. There's no land. No. There's land and there's buildings and it's out there and it's ours and it's waiting for us to find it and redeem it. Amen? Do something. Get your credit fixed. Amen? Don't just drive around and look at them, but do something. Hallelujah. Go look, go believe God for that house. When you put faith, things happen a whole lot quicker than when you don't have faith on it. When you start stepping forward and you have God's word in your mouth and his promises are filling you, you're standing on his promises, you go in faith, you go to the bank in faith, you go to the doctors in faith, you go to the nutrition, whatever you need to do, you do it in faith, but don't just sit and do nothing. Amen? Do what you know to do. Remember the four lepers in the Bible? Remember the prophecy about this time tomorrow, about there'll be food in the land, and the lepers, nobody in the and the children of Israel wanted anything to do with them, and nobody in the enemy's camp, and the four lepers were sitting outside the camp, They didn't know what to do. They were going to starve and die, and they said, why sit here till we die? And they went into the enemy's camp, and God caused the enemy to be destroyed. It sounded like an army coming in. Anyhow, there was food. Everybody was delivered because of what the lepers decided to do. You may have one thing that God's going to cause you to do that could bless all the church. Amen? That could be a blessing to the kingdom of God. What about Moses? Even though God sent him out there, what if he didn't stretch his rod out? We all get pick on Moses because he hit the rock three times and he wasn't able to go into the promised land because of that. God said, speak to the rock, but Moses hit the rock. God might be telling you to speak to a house, speak to the land, speak to your body, speak to your family. Call things in order. We call things in order in our home and in the church. We're calling things in order. And I often think, I said to Pastor, and he's like, you always come up with these weird questions. But I said, I wonder what happened if Moses didn't stretch out his rod. They messed up when they were supposed to go into the promised land. And you know what? You know what they messed up with? They messed up with their mouth because they brought back an evil report. And God said, I'm going to give them just what they said. But what would have happened if he didn't? I said, well, I wonder what would have happened. Like I think about the story. What kind of adjustment would God have made? Would he have used Aaron? Would he have used Miriam? Would he have used, What if Moses was like, I don't think I'm hearing from God. I'm not going to stretch my... Pharaoh's behind him. The Red Sea's in front of him. Some of you feel like you've been crushed on every side. Let's put the rod of the word out there. Amen? But he obeyed God. And sometimes we just got to obey God and do things and then trust him in it. Peter obeyed Jesus when he stepped out on the water. So I'm encouraging you this year, you know, operate in faith. Speak the word of God. Find the promises in the word of God that will, you know, talk to your situation. Don't just sit there depressed and put on the news and listen to worse stuff. You know? We don't, you know what depresses me? I don't let it. And let me tell you how I don't let it. I am really a sports fan, and you all know that. But man, if the Celtics lose or the Patriots lose, you ask my husband, I will not watch a sports channel until they win the next game. Because I don't want to hear all the junk. I will not listen to a sports channel. I will not hear any. And Pastor Ed will come home. Oh, I hear the Patriots. I hear Mac Jones is really bad. I'm like, don't. Why would you even talk to me about that? And my son is the same way. When they win, we're texting back and forth. But when they lose, we don't talk until they win it. It just doesn't work. So whatever, and I know that sounds like a light thing, but whatever depresses you, you need to not listen to it. Don't listen to it. Get the word of God out and listen to the promises of God. Amen? I hope this helped you tonight. Listen, let 2023 be different. Let at the end of this year, see yourself giving the most awesome testimony on what God did in 2023 for you. Hallelujah. Let me have my worship team come. I mean, it is so, what's your name, sir, that just had the miracle tonight? Steve. I don't know why I want to call you Leo, but you're Steve. But you know, Steve, it took 2 years for him to get that clean record of health. But he didn't even receive it when they diagnosed it. But he did all the things that he was supposed to do. But he chose to agree with the word of God. We've had so many people in this church healed of cancer because they're choosing to agree with the word of God. Listen, death is knocking at your door. Sin is knocking at your door. All of these things are knocking at your door. But you've got to use your faith to overcome. Amen? Let's do some big things this year. Let's think about something that you want, that you know it's going to take faith. Why wait 100 years to become a millionaire? You just take steps. I don't know what the steps are, but for the first step is getting the scriptures about the blessing and that God will supply all you need. He is El Shaddai, the God who so many ministers have said, this is the year of El Shaddai, that God is more than enough. And other people say, oh, yeah, we'll see. We're just going to wait and see. We'll see if the prophets are true. Well, it ain't going to be your year of more than enough. But I'm grabbing a hold of it. I'm grabbing it because he is Jehovah El Shaddai. And he's more than enough, and he's more than enough today. Amen? You don't have to hear a prophet say that. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is our banner. He is our protector. He is everything to us. But he won't be to you unless you declare it. And you receive it. See, it's whatever you find, whatever you put your hand to will prosper. Amen? Put your hand to something this year. See a change, whatever it is. I know the Holy Spirit's talking to people tonight. the Holy Spirit talked to you about something specific tonight. I don't know. I don't want to know what it is. Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's millionaire status. Maybe it's something. But you know, I the Holy Spirit is talking to you. I want you to come on up to the front. You know, there's something. There's something this year. The Holy Spirit's talking to you. Could be business. Could be anything. Just come up. You know, sometimes it's just like, this is your first step. You're saying, I got this. I'm going up. I'm going to do something. I'm going to make this happen. I've been thinking about this too long. You might be thinking about this for 20 years. Who knows? Let's just come. I need some music. We're gonna pray over to you tonight. You don't have to tell us what it is if you don't want to, but I want you to lift it up before heaven. Hallelujah. Now, you need to write this night down. 2023 is going to be a different year. Amen? We're going to see the manifestation of what God has been speaking to us. Hallelujah. I am so excited. My spirit is just like, boom. I want you to lift your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I just thank you for this word tonight. Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you have spoken this to our heart. And I speak over every vision, every dream, every business, every physical ailment, every financial situation, Father. And I thank you that this year there will be supernatural and divine assistance in every area in the name of Jesus. We speak it. We declare it. Lord, you've got a great work for us to do even here. And even every person's work is a great work. And I thank you for supernatural assistance, Father, in Jesus' name. Supernatural health. Father, we speak to the homes, whatever they're believing in their home and in their marriages. Father, we thank you for just marriages that are turned around for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Turn around for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When Pastor Judy was speaking, I'm going to tell this story. It's been a long time since I heard it, but it was powerful. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 goes along with what Pastor Judy was talking about, where it says, God calls those things which be not as though they are. And I remember a testimony of Norval Hayes, a great man of faith. He was in a meeting one night, and this man had crooked legs, couldn't walk. And the Lord spoke to Norval and said, tell him that Romans 4:17 will heal him, will heal his legs. And he told this man, of course, he probably laid hands on him, but he told this man, I want you to go home, consistently call those crooked legs straight. So he did that. He went home, and I don't know how many times he did it. He said, looked at his legs, I call my crooked legs straight. I call my crooked legs straight. I called my crooked legs straight. Well, he came back with a testimony. He came back walking normal and said, Norval, I did exactly what you said. In Romans 4:17, I'm healed. I got what I said. Calling those things which be not as though they are. What is God calling? He's called you blessed. He's called you healed. If you have a part of your body that's not working right, what have you been saying about it? God's told me the same thing. When I had the sciatic thing in my back, when I could hardly walk, I remember, you know, Pastor Judy remembers that. I'd be walking the dog, and God would remind me, call those crooked legs straight. Amen. Call yourself healed.
There was another testimony he had, too, also, which was so powerful. And it was there was a young man who had gotten in a car accident, And Norval Hayes was visiting this church, and the pastor asked him to go to the hospital to pray for him because they said there was no hope and he was going to die. And so Norval Hayes got to the hospital room, and the wife was in there, and he began to pray in the spirit, and he began to pray and lay hands on the young man. And God told him, he said to tell the wife, if you believe Mark 11:23, he'll be healed. And he told the wife to just speak that he's healed, call him healed as much as she could. And so he said to confess he will live and not die. And so about a year later, Norval Hayes goes back to that church, and here comes this young man with his wife, and they come walking up, and he don't know who they are, and they shared that he was the man in the hospital. And Norval Hayes asked her, you know, how long did it take? And she said, I walked the floor hours every night, and I just declared nothing else but he will live and not die. He will live and not die. And within about a week, he had a turnaround, and he lived, and he didn't die. And I'm telling you, when we believe the word and when we speak it, you can't keep it inside. You got to speak it. And then you do something, you act on it, you're going to see the power of God on your home, on your business, on your family. Amen?
Amen. That's the word of God. I don't remember exactly the place it's found, but it says, it's not my word like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Jeremiah? Yeah, it's in Jeremiah. Glory to God. It's not my word like a hammer. You're hitting like, I think you start with a little hammer, and as you keep confessing the word, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and more powerful. Glory, that breaks that thing.
Now lift up your hands toward heaven, and I want you to say this. Father, I love you. And I want to make the most of every opportunity in 2023. And I ask you to lead me, guide me, show me, put my hands to work, put my mouth to work. I give you my life. And I thank you for great opportunities. And I will make the most of them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, we just release the anointing in this place tonight, the anointing of blessing, the anointing, Father, of revelation knowledge, the anointing, Father. I thank you for guidance. I thank you, Father, for direction. I thank you, Father, that you open doors where the doors have been shut, that those doors open now in Jesus' name. Open into opportunities, open into promotions and jobs, open into the work of God in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that those doors open. Believe for the doors to be open. You might have been trying to kick them down, punch them down, figuring it out. Just start thanking God that doors are open. You got something inside of you that the world needs, and doors will open in Jesus' name. They'll open. The doors will open into new homes and new vehicles. The doors will open into wisdom and understanding. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for doors of utterance in Jesus' name. Father, we just praise you for it. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that everyone in this room will have words that their family needs to hear in Jesus' name. There will be breakthrough in every home in Jesus' name. We declare it right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we declare that 2023 will be the greatest year ever in our lives in Jesus' name. We'll see the blessings and healings and stronger than ever before. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we're going to sing something, and Pastor Ed and I are going to pray for you as we sing. Let's just go ahead and worship him. Hallelujah.